You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey, General Hospital fans, Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your weekly GH prediction edition. And this is all centering, for the most part, around Jason's return, ripping Port Charles to shreds. There is a lot to talk about. I've got a prediction on Jason's comeback chaos, one on Sonny and Jason, one on Dante, another prediction for Anna and Dex, and a prediction for Jason and Jagger. I'm so excited to talk to you guys about these. If you have not, though, please reach down, click subscribe. Now let's jump right in. Our first prediction, Jason's return rips Port Charles in half. So I think we're going to see a lot of choosing sides. We're already seeing a little bit of that with the Drew versus Carly stuff, right? Because she automatically, and honestly, the Carly and Sam stuff too. Of course, Carly is automatically on Jason's side without even having a conversation about who might have shot whom. She just knows Jason didn't do this. And of course, we viewers know Jason didn't do it, but a lot of people are torn. A lot of people that I think honestly should be giving Jason the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, we'll see. Danny versus Jake are choosing sides. Jocelyn versus Trina. We've got some Liz reaction to it. And I think it would be different if it was just a shooting attempt on Sonny, honestly, because he's in a dangerous business. It's the Dante shooting that is ripping everybody apart. And that is a real problem. Spoilers from Monday the 25th say Jake is angry and Liz is stunned about Jason's return. Chase is angry and he wants answers. And also on Monday, Trina and Joss are bickering about Jason and whether he might have shot Curtis. Wednesday the 27th, Danny argues with Jake and Sam faces off with Jason. Thursday the 28th, Jason is in court and Sonny is skeptical. And by Friday the 29th, Jason and Sonny have a meeting. So there is lots of opportunity for the fabric of Port Chuck to rip as everybody takes sides on did he or didn't he shoot Dante. All right, our second prediction. I think Jason is going to convince Sonny of his innocence. Right now, Sonny seems to think that Jason took a shot at him, almost killed him, and shot Dante. But I really do think Jason is protecting Sonny and others that he cares about. We know that Jagger came to him with this RICO stuff. And of course, RICO stuff is all about organized crime. Given that Sonny is in organized crime, he's the natural one to think about. But also, you know, Carly was neck deep in mob business while Sonny was living his Mike life in Nixon Falls. So it could be RICO stuff against Carly. I mean, either way, I don't know how much Jason is going to be comfortable telling Sonny, but I do think he can convince him based on their past relationship, based on everything. You know, I would never aim a gun at your son and pull a trigger. I would never shoot at you to kill. You know, maybe if he had to do it for subterfuge, like in Puerto Rico, kind of suppressive fire. And a lot of people had said, oh, it couldn't be Jason that was shooting at them because he didn't miss. Yes, that's because Jason was intentionally missing, clearly. All right, the spoilers that tie to this prediction. On Friday the 29th, Jason and Sonny meet. Sonny is skeptical that day. So I think Sonny's going to come into this conversation skeptical, but maybe he will leave it reassured that Jason is, in fact, as always, watching out for Sonny and his family. My third prediction, I think Dante Falconeri is going to wake up this week. I mean, it's well past time that he did, and there are positive sounding spoilers about his fate this week, but I just want to talk about a couple of things. Somebody's promoting a rumor. They've mentioned it on Twitter, on Facebook, here in the comments, a rumor that Dom Zapronia confirmed on social media that he's leaving. No, I have not seen a shred of this. There is an old article from 2018 when he last left. What happens is because so many crappy, low-rent clickbait sites are using AI to start with, which is just a machine pulling things from the internet and knitting together falsifications, and writers that are willing to do the same. All right. They keep recirculating. Sometimes it's intentional from trash sites whose names I won't name. Other times it's just straight up churners that, you know, the websites are in other countries and they don't even know anything about the show. And it's just all AI. If you have seen a brand new social media post from Dominic Zampronia's accounts, his Instagram, his Twitter, whatever, not just some churn clickbait articles, please drop that link to me because I would love to see it because I haven't seen it and there is no reason to think that he's gone. Also, I reported on behind the scenes pictures like a month ago when this video, or I guess 2 weeks ago. In the video promo, it was like Burton's first day back and it showed Dante in dress blues and Jason getting his mugshot taken. And I shared my concern. Maybe it was a funeral because they do bury cops in dress blues usually. But then we all saw those invader photos of Dante with the hero cop headline and then Jason with his mugshot headline. And that's why they were taking pics of these two. All right. Now there's a trash site that I'm not going to name saying that there's leaked photos behind the scenes of Dante in his dress uniform indicating he died. No, this is not a leak. This is from that official GH promo from 2 weeks ago. It was Burton's first day back, Steve's first day back, it was called. And you can see it. And it's all been explained because of the invader headline. So ignore the clickbaiters. We've got this all figured out weeks ago. Nobody's predicting Dante's death accurately. And in fact, I think it's good news this week. Spoilers for Thursday, the 28th. Sam has cause to be hopeful. Friday, the 29th, Olivia, Rocco, and Danny rush to Dante's bedside at the hospital, which could sound bad, but because they're bringing the two kids, I think it's good. Like if he were dying, I think they would not bring the kids right in for that. But because the kids are coming, I have a very positive outlook on these spoilers. My fourth prediction, Dex and Anna conspire to take Sunny down. Dex went to Anna last week. He told her everything that he had done, how he had gotten the evidence, but then it had gotten destroyed and she shot him down. It was basically like, it won't work out unless you got the hard proof. And he seems to now really want to take Sunny down. I don't know if he's just angry at thinking that's the reason he lost Joss, which kind of is, kind of isn't, you know. And Anna is now seeing Sunny with clearer eyes. So spoilers for Wednesday, the 27th, say Anna's proposition surprises Dex. And I think maybe she's going to suggest they team up together to take care of the person they both want to see taken down. My fifth prediction, I think Jason might be set free during his day in court. And I wonder if it's Jagger's influence on the judge. So Jagger shows up at the PCPD irate this coming week, upset that Jason has turned himself into the cops. And then Jason's in court next week. And there's some other spoilers that have me thinking he either gets out on bail or somehow the charges are dropped. And really, they actually don't have any evidence against him. They don't have witnesses. They have nothing. And if they ran the blood on that sweatshirt on him, all they would know is that his blood was on a shirt that was used to provide first aid at the scene. They actually have only circumstantial evidence because I don't think Jagger has handed over that video to the PCPD. Let me know if you remember that. But I thought Jagger was kind of keeping that hidden. I mean, he told Anna about it, but I don't know. Anyway, Monday the 25th, spoilers say Jagger demands to know why Jason is in lockup. He's asking Jason this. Thursday the 28th, Jason's arraigned and tempers are hot in court, which sounds to me like maybe he's let off on bail or out free. And Friday the 29th, Jason meets with Sonny. Of course, if he doesn't get out, that spoiler could mean that he comes to see him at the PCPD or in lockup, or could be Jason's on the loose. We'll see how it goes. That is all of our predictions for this week and beyond. Please click subscribe if you haven't. Definitely drop your comments, whether you agree, disagree, think the storyline's going in another direction. Let me know what you think. And be sure and come back soon because we are here talking GH 7 days a week on the top number one most followed soap opera YouTube channel. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as always, this is Belinda from Soap Dirt.
Thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.